This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Countless dreams.
Where we're asking you to ask our answer our question of the day. Trump's not on the stage Wednesday in that debate. There will be, what did we decide? How many did we decide? Nine, for sure, and possibly two others, right? So Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Asa Hutchinson, and Mike Pence. How many is that? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's eight. And then possibly two others. Perry Johnson says he's qualified as well as the mayor of Miami, Suarez. So our question is, since Trump's not there, which one of these that are going to be there are you rooting for? Who's number two on your dance card? Or if you're not a Trump fan, who's your number one? Who are you rooting for in Wednesday's debate? Question for you. And then, what issue is number one? What's the most important thing? Rather than ask, as you're hearing up Chuck Todd from Meet the Press, or is it Meet the Depressed? Or Meet the Press? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Asking, you know, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that. What's the real scoop? Let me know your answer to those questions at 701-271-1100. I'm keeping tally on the question. Tim Scott and Vivek, are leading right now for the number two spot. Tim Scott and Vivek. Who's yours? Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. There are other stories we're covering today, and Ty Schoenert is here to tell us about one of those. He is from our WDAY AM 1100 The Flag newsroom. Who's in town today, Ty?
Well, if you've heard the name Attorney General Merrick Garland, he is going to be in Fargo today, and he is going to be, at this point, discussing, we don't know yet. It sounds like he's doing a stop in Fargo. We're still trying to figure out the exact details of what he wants to speak about, but he's going to be speaking with local, state, federal, tribal leaders, too, about something. We don't know for sure yet. I get the opportunity to be in the room, at least for a press conference for this, and I'll be leaving and have to be there by 11:15. I'll be kind of hanging around for a little bit, and I should be learning a little bit more by about noon to 1 today is kind of roughly when they're scheduling this.
Okay.
Again, the exact topic is we just don't know yet, and it's hard to kind of talk about what exactly I'm looking to kind of walk into the room with. But
what I've been led to believe is that it is really nothing other than a routine stop for an attorney general in a district, which they all pledged to do. Jeff Sessions was here. Alfonso Rodriguez was here before him. Bush's attorney general and Trump's attorney general, Jeff Sessions, the first one, were both here for same sort. Oh, I guess Jeff Sessions was here to announce that big drug bust. That's what he came in for.
Mm.
Yeah, the big drug bust. But Alfonso Rodriguez, I think, was just more of a kind of an attaboy deal. But I've been led to believe it's more about that than, for instance, the Mohammed Barakat case or whatever.
When we did ask for some clarifying questions, it says one of the representatives said, hey, this is one stop of many. It doesn't sound like it is about Wallin or
one stop of many. There you
go. Yeah, and so that's the thing. That's kind of more indicating that it is kind of more of a stop and kind of talk to the people who are there and kind of move to the next place. It doesn't sound like Fargo is picked specifically for this, unless I'm missing something entirely here. But we're hoping to learn more about why, what happened. And I'm happy to hear kind of what questions people have out there too, because as much as I want to ask questions to Merrick Garland, I'm sure there's many questions out there for people on the flag side and DAY side too. You had some ideas for things you wanted to talk about with Merrick Garland, or
if I were there, I mean, I mentioned that earlier, but good point. If you've got a particular question with the Attorney General here, obviously he works for you. He is a taxpayer funded Attorney General of the United States. So if you have questions for him, why don't you text those and we'll forward those on to Ty, 701-237-1590.
One thing to keep in mind, I can't promise I'll be able to ask questions. We still don't know if there's going to be a question period or anything like that, but I will try and get some questions answered, and then I'm sure there's only a limited amount I can ask. So I'll try my best.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ty Schoenert from our newsroom there with an update on what's on your mind. Earlier, I told you that CNN, and I know this is going to be a shock to many, but CNN manipulated some answers from Ron DeSantis that have been put out, leading people to believe that Ron DeSantis called Trump supporters listless vessels. Well, evidently, that isn't exactly what happened. And Ken Cuccinelli, who is actually worked for Donald Trump, but now Ron DeSantis aid.
It's electric. Electric.
I don't want that. I turn down here, Kev.
Okay.
Anyway, Ron DeSantis' ally, Ken Cuccinelli, called out CNN about this on their CNN show on Saturday. Do I have audio of this, or do I just have the transcript? Not sure, Chris, what you sent me, but the clip that the reporter from CNN showed on CNN cut a paragraph out of the middle of DeSantis' comments.
Wow. That's what they do. I mean, that's the game, man. That's in the playbook.
A movement can't be about the personality of one individual.
Control the narrative.
DeSantis said in an interview with the Florida Standard over the weekend, if all we are is listless vessels that are just supposed to follow whatever happens to come down the pike on Truth Social every morning, that's not going to be a durable moment. Cuccinelli said, everybody just saw there what you cut out. You cut from the beginning of that quote to the listless vessels. You just did what the problem is. So everyone who just watched that, understand, go read the transcript. So the CNN reporter says, how do we get from there to listless vessels? He said, there's a big gap in your cut. He's talking about some of the folks in D.C. who've endorsed Trump. He's talking about the more general environment and referring to all of us collectively, telling viewers again to read the transcript for themselves. So the full transcript shows that DeSantis contrasted Trump supporters with liberal left-wing records against other congressmen like Chip Roy, who have more conservative records. I'll find the transcript and see if I can. Anyway, I'm still not 100% clear. I think this may be a case of DeSantis said something he should not have said, calling Trump supporters listless vessels. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this is clean up in aisle five. Or if, in fact, this has been, I mean, the fact that you play it out of sequence tells me pretty much all I need to know about the media. So, let's take a few of your texts here on our questions of the day. I think everyone needs to consider another candidate over Trump, says this listener. We can't waste votes on him, and then he becomes the nominee, and then ends up locked up. We then are stuck with another liberal. I would venture to say the vast majority of people that have Trump as their number one candidate are going to vote for him regardless of whether they believe the outcome of any of the indictments could be imprisonment. That'd be my guess, Kev.
Yeah.
I don't think they're taking the advice. Craig and Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, my number one thing is the open borders that is going to go on for another couple of years and maybe six if we don't get it right. And tonight, everybody, watch the Fargo City Commission, because Pipecorn's put on the agenda the homeless situation and the sleeping at the Civic Center doorsteps by homeless. And if we don't get a handle on this, it's going to be L.A. by next summer. It's pathetic. I don't know if you've ever gone by the Civic Center lately, but I made it a point in the last week to go by there four times, and there's people sleeping on the steps. And John Sprand, he's the guy that said 6 months ago, we should just open up the Civic Center and have homeless. These liberals are nuts, and it's time for us to wake up.
We've been sent photos and have talked about what you're talking about, Craig, so I'm aware of it. It'll be interesting to see what Dave Pepcorn has proposed for tonight. He's not afraid to take on these issues and make sure that the questions are asked. So I'm glad he's doing it. That's good news. I want to go back to the debate for 1 second. I got your issue down as the border, and that's a popular one today with everybody coming in. But who's your candidate? Who are you rooting for since Trump isn't there?
Well, I guess I like Vivek, but there's some things about him that concern me, too. He's got some things that are troubling. I don't know. I really don't know. Anybody but Biden at this point, I don't give a damn who it is.
None of the above, except I know I don't want Biden. Yeah, good point, Craig. Thanks, and thanks for the tip on tonight's city commission meeting. We'll be watching that closely and have some details on that tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Your take, welcome, 701-271-1100. What candidate are you rooting for without Trump in the debate on Tuesday, and what's the hot issue? More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT, to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, you can buy a Chevy Silverado, a GMC pickup, nice Denali, Suburban, Yukon, at a lot of places. You have plenty of choices when you're looking to buy a new vehicle. But I have to tell you, as a fan of my friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, number one, it taught me I'm not going to drive anything ever than a Chevy ever again, just because of the safety features in it. Long story, but truck one, Deer Zero, thanks to the Chevy Silverado. Unbelievable. No airbags, nothing. Took that deer down. Oh, my gosh. I'm a fan for life. But most importantly, where you buy it, got a lot of choices. Friends at Pucklich have made me a Pucklich customer for life because of how they just are great to deal with and make the buying process so easy. No high pressure. No, I mean, just what do you need? What do you want? Help you find it. Great service after the sale. Great team. Valley City and in Bismarck. And if you're shopping, pre-owned or new, check out PucklichValleyCity.com. A lot of great deals there, PucklichValleyCity.com. All right, another Burgum question from Chuck Todd from MSNBC and LSD and Meet the Press on NBC and everything else. So roll.
Are you sure you want this one?
Oh, I know. It's going to be another. These are the hard-hitting questions that the Republicans need to answer. The country's on fire. Literally,
yeah.
In Hawaii.
All right.
Literally, and what do they ask about?
Yeah. Here you go.
If Donald Trump is convicted of a crime, and you're a president, you have the ability to keep him out of prison, would you? Would you pardon him?
Well, I've been asked this question a bunch, and of course, as sitting governor, I have to, you know, almost smile because as governors, we've got some limited pardon ability for people in our own states. But if somebody came up and said, hey, this person's been accused, there hasn't been evidence, there hasn't been one day of a trial in 2025, would you pardon them? Those kind of hypothetical questions, any governor that understands his role would never speculate on that because it hasn't played out. It's like trying to jump ahead of the entire court system, and I respect the judicial branch has got their job. In the executive branch, one thing I know about the executive branch is we work for everybody. When there's a blizzard in North Dakota, we're plowing the roads for Republicans, Independents, Democrats, for everybody. That's the job of the executive branch. That's the job I'm running for.
How's he doing?
I think he's doing
pretty good here.
Yep.
Now Walls. Let's have another Walls question. Somebody texted, hey, will you please play Tim Walls again? I missed it, where he claimed to be Burgum's friend. He claims to be Burgum's friend in every answer.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's a friend of Tim Walls. I'm a friend of everybody. All my friends. But
I've been keeping track. He is, where's my notes here? Here we go. Doug is a friend 3 times so far and ripping on the governor 8 times so far. Now let's listen to the latest question from Tim Walls from Chuck Todd.
And what do you make of so many, what is it? Fewer people want Biden to run again than even Trump to run again. And obviously, so what do you make of that? That Joe Biden seems to not have this groundswell of support right now. Do you think it's all age?
Seems to. Just
no,
seems.
No, I think it's our system. I think Donald Trump and the Republican Party have poisoned it to people. No one trusts our institutions. No one trusts Congress. No one trusts any of us because all they do is attack our families, do those types of things. Look, at the end of the day, Democrats understand if you want to have reproductive freedoms, if you want to move towards a climate change agenda that actually works, if you want decency in the White House, you've got one choice, and that's to vote for Joe Biden. So I can tell you, we're going to do it. We're going to deliver these swing states up in the upper Midwest. That's what Governor Evers of Whitmer and I were talking about. And I think folks are just tired of it all. But the fact of the matter is, this isn't about Joe Biden's age. This is about the democracy. And they'll, as we get closer to the election, they'll see that. I'm telling you, after Wednesday and whatever transpires, the craziness on that stage, people start to understand this as we get closer.
Oh, he is something else.
Yeah.
Something else. Attack our families. How are Republicans attacking their families? What is he talking about there? Attacking our families.
Reproductive rights and climate. That's the most important thing.
All he can say. Tim Walz is evidently auditioning to be the chief butt kisser of Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
Something's weird there. My gosh. One after the other. Incredible. All right, let's see more of your answers to our questions of the day. Donald Trump constructed 40 miles of new border wall, and Mexico didn't pay for it. Say it the way it is, Scott. First of all, fact check, false. There was, I don't remember the exact number, but it was in the 200s of feet of wall that was built. He wanted to build more, but of course he was stopped at every turn by the courts. And Mexico actually did pay for it in a way that Trump explains that they were threatened with tariffs to say we're not going to do anything. So Trump put on a tariff and got the money that way.
Well, they didn't write a check for it.
Correct.
They paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean, they they in other ways and forms, but yeah. It was 700 and some miles, and there's 300 miles left that they just dropped. Literally.
Is that what it is? So they there you go. They're 450 miles, not 200. 450 miles.
Yeah.
That's the number.
And the day Biden signed the thing, they dropped everything and
by the way,
all the people out of work and all the materials there, and they're selling it now for pennies on the dollar.
Thank you. I was just going to say that.
They're selling it for, we paid $3 billion for this stuff. They're selling it for $100 million or something.
Yeah, the Biden administration is having a garage sale.
They love to do that.
On steel right now.
Petroleum reserves, all of it.
Pennies on the dollar of your tax money.
Yep.
You think that's great? Wow. All right. DeSantis, one vote. DeSantis, another vote. Some people are picking a number one and a number two after Trump. So Tim Scott is picking up a few votes that way. Listener says, my wish list, revamp the DOJ, abolish the CIA, FBI, IRS, all of those corrupt entities that are always caught up in shenanigans. Keep DeSantis in Florida. Wow. Keep DeSantis in Florida. By Beck Ramaswamy. Hit him with the Trump-Ramaswamy ticket. I predict Vivek Ramaswamy is going to be the star of the debate on Wednesday night.
He seems to be the star of the whole show besides Trump right now. No, nobody is. I don't see anybody. Nikki Haley. I don't see Doug. I don't see Tim Scott. Chris Christie, you only see him because all he's doing is squawking about Trump. But I don't see anybody getting the press that Vivek gets. He seems to have... He's like the darling of the thing right now because he's on all the reels I see. People are reposting what he says. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's everywhere.
You should see
his Ten Commandments still.
Here's the suffice it to say, our audience is not a friend of not a fan of Tim Walz.
Oh my gosh,
yeah, no,
I can't. Yeah, no.
Texture says, I will swear. What planet does Tim Walz reside on?
Bidenville, or yeah.
Another once again, never elect a teacher to anything. Walz, perfect example.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what? I just got the...
Kevin, you're wrong, says another listener.
Oh, I'm sure.
You just said Mexico paid for it. We're not losing a dime. Well, we told you why we said Mexico paid for it. Because of Trump's
tariffs. Well, they were paying for it. They would have ended up paying a lot more for it had we cut off the cartels.
Put it this way.
Had we got the wall done, had we shut off all the fentanyl and the human trafficking, Mexico would have paid, would have continued to pay. But no... Can't have any of that.
Put it this way. Money came into the Treasury of the United States of America that would not have come in from Mexico because of Donald Trump and his policies. So the funds more than paid for the wall. So it's not exactly like Kevin said somebody wrote a check and said, yeah, here you go for the wall. It's the policy that caused a flow of dollars to come from Mexico to the U.S. So stop talking about it. And how about we seal the border? Should we talk about that rather than the fence?
No. No, no.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California working to restore power to thousands of customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. It has since been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden set to visit Hawaii today. They'll meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people. The Carter family continuing to spend time side by side with the former president and first lady. Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, while his wife Rosalyn was recently diagnosed with dementia. A violent weekend in Milwaukee has left 24 people shot. Milwaukee police saying 24 people were shot between late Friday and Sunday night. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own boy. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on.
How about some Swedish meatballs for lunch today? They're serving them up at Petro Serve USA, home cooking. Grab and Go Convenience, 45th Street location has Swedish meatballs, Glendon off Highway 10 too. Salisbury Steak, suits your fancy for a Monday meal. Yulin location and 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury Steak. Why do they call Salisbury Steak Salisbury? Is it the sauce that's on the steak? I think it is.
Probably.
You're the steak aficionado in here, aren't you?
On occasion.
I'm just a ribeye guy. Give me a ribeye.
Yeah,
that's all I care.
Me too, yeah.
I don't need anything on it.
Yep.
Just put a ribeye on the grill and put it on my plate.
Yep.
Yeah. But the Salisbury steak is served up today, 12th Avenue and I-29, and Yulin. Mac and cheese or Sloppy Joe's, MP Avenue. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken fettuccine or southern fried chicken bowl. Questions we've asked today, if not Trump, who? Because Trump's not in the debate, so who are you rooting for Wednesday night? And also, what's the most important issue you want debated? Not this MSNBC delusion of Trump this, Trump that, Trump this is all we've heard all morning. Go ahead and roll a call that came in during the break.
I'll go with Ramaswamy. The guy talks sense, and not once you ever hear from him like you hear from Christie and Pence. All you ever hear from these guys is, get Trump, get Trump. I'm going to get him. I'm going to show him. And not once do you ever hear them say how they're going to help the American people or how they're going to help this country or our military. It's all about get Trump. And yet Ramaswamy does not do that. He is talking to the people, and to me, that says volumes right there.
Yeah, that's what I love about him, too. He doesn't buy into any of it.
He's winning our polls
so far.
He's
on point.
A lot more text to get to, however. Scott, something to think about, says this listener. In 1940, men rushed to the Army recruitment office to lie about their age and go to war, most knowing they may not come back. In 2023, men lie about their gender to play in women's sports.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
And that's my number one single issue that's most important to me. Stop Biden from destroying the country and put in a serious president who will fix what Brandon has destroyed. Let's go, Brandon, Trump 2024. All right, a vote for Trump, even though he won't be on the stage. Listener says, I think they will ask the candidates if they believe the election was not rigged. Anyone who says no is off my list. Anyone who says yes will then be torn apart by the media but loved by the not brainwashed people. People will have to accept the fact that the election was rigged. I see no evidence that it wasn't. In fact, quite the opposite. MAGA and proud of it, says that listener.
Well, you know what they'll come back with? Well, you know, every election has some cheating, but it's not enough to overturn the results that we got. Well, how do you know? You're not even looking at it. You know, Mike Lindell would tell you something different, I'll tell you that.
Another listener. I would root for Ramaswamy and choose Burgum as a close second. Border security, I'm counting second votes, too, by the way, just because it's obviously a vote. But so that's Burgum's first on our text here. I would vote for root for Ramaswamy and choose Burgum a close second. Border security be my top priority. And then energy independence, solid. That would bring inflation down. If I was Tom T. Hall, it would be faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, and more money.
A great song.
I think God tunes into the flag every morning. Well, thank you for that praise.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. If I was Tom T. Hall, faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, and more money.
More money.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Hey, Jim in Fargo, you're next on the debate. Go ahead on what's on your mind.
Talking to Jim. Yeah, I'd say Swami. Yeah, I'd like to see him debate Trump. But the main reason I wanted to call is the thing that really annoys the heck out of me is when Democrats talk about we got to protect our democracy. We're not a democracy, and every Republican should call them out on that. And if you ever hear a Republican talk about protecting our democracy, they're nothing but a rhino. We're a republic, and that's the way this country was made upon. But this democracy crap needs to be just nipped in the bud. Calm out of that crap.
By the way, it'd be a good question. It'd be a good question in a debate when some Democrat says that and say, do you know we are a republic? Just to call them out on it.
Specifically a constitutional republic.
No media ever will. Jim, appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
That's why they're pushing for to eliminate the Electoral College. A true democracy, every vote should count. Every vote has a purpose. Okay. Do you understand exactly how the structure works and why states like North Dakota, Kansas, South Dakota, Nebraska still get to have a say and have some weight in the fight? Because if we get rid of the Electoral College, that's it. The coastlines will elect everybody we get.
Listener says, Marxist communist walls endorsed Burgum. That says a lot. Yeah, that was a weak sauce endorsement. I think what he even said it. He's the least weird.
All those weird people up there.
It was a weird backhander for sure. But I mean, he's not endorsing anybody. He's a Democrat. He's endorsing Biden. So, another listener. Hey, maybe when Merrick Garland comes to Fargo today, the Fargo Police Department can help him learn how to enforce the law instead of being above it. There you go.
Great point.
Here is my leaking memo on Garland and his visit to North Dakota, says another listener. He is coming here for a tutoring session from a real attorney general in Wrigley.
Yeah, you could only hope.
Oh, no kidding. Another, Ramaswamy wants to cut support to Israel. I'm done with him on that topic. Bad move. That's one of the issues that's come up on Ramaswamy in some of his past comments.
He's about cutting aid to everybody. He's about cutting aid. He's about shutting down. And, I mean, he wants to be in some radical stuff. He's talking about, moving a lot of the agencies out of D.C.
Right, but if we abandon Israel, it's over.
I mean,
can't do that.
No.
And his past comments have kind of come back to haunt him a little bit on that. And I don't doubt when he's getting the love on Wednesday night, which he's going to do, mark my words, some of these other candidates are going to go after him. Where's the Ron DeSantis memo again? I have the memo we've been talking about this morning. This was leaked to the media, probably on purpose. I think it came from some DeSantis pack. And has the overarching goals that Ron DeSantis needs to do. This is the inside baseball stuff. And he has his number three on his list of four, Hammer by Beck, by Bake, Ramaswamy, in a response. So that Israel might very well come up. You're going to see a lot of these folks come back at Ramaswamy since Trump's not there because he's doing well in the polls. This memo is titled Orchestra Pit. And it comes from a theory that Roger Ailes, the longtime head of Fox and Reagan confidant over the years, used to use. It's the orchestra pit theory of politics. You have two guys on stage, and one guy says, I have a solution to the Middle East problem, and the other guy falls in the orchestra pit. Who do you think is going to be on the evening news? The guy that fell into the orchestra pit.
Exactly.
So they go on to say, let's face it, there's three things the media are interested in: pictures, mistakes, and attacks. That's one sure way of getting coverage. You try to avoid as many mistakes as you can. You try to give them as many pictures as you can. And if you need coverage, you attack and you'll get coverage. One thing you don't want to do is get your head up too far on some new vision for America, because then the next thing that happens is the media runs over to the Republican side and says, tell me why you think this is an idiotic idea. So then they went on to propose a few orchestra pit moments for DeSantis. One, take a sledgehammer. That's what's written in this thing, Kev.
Yeah.
Take a sledgehammer to Vivek Ramaswamy. Call him Fake Vivek or Vivek the Fake. Now, can DeSantis, can he do this now?
DeSantis or Trump getting instructions?
This is DeSantis.
That's a low road thing. They all want to go low road.
They're calling it the orchestra pit theory again.
Yep.
What are you going to remember? Another, defend Trump when Chris Christie attacks him. Quote, Trump isn't here, so let's just leave him alone. He's too weak to defend himself here. We're all running against him. I don't think we want to join forces with someone on the stage who's auditioning for a show on MSNBC. Bada boom! That's how he's going to give it to Chris Christie, see? Another orchestra pit moment could be to invoke a personal anecdote about family, kids, his wife Casey, showing emotion. There you go. They have a few others. That's the memo that I promised I'd share with you. Here's the deal. How can Ron DeSantis now use Fake Vivek that the memo is out? I mean, this memo is now worthless, isn't it? Because you can't deploy any of the things, because otherwise you're going to be just called a robot following some debate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got to change it up.
Exactly. All right. A few more texts here from you on our question of the day. The left is talking about another lockdown. Where is Lockdown Doug on this? Push the jab in the Capitol parking lot? Lock down the states? 2 weeks to affect the curve? Some of Governor Burgum's policies during the COVID era were not popular, for sure. Now, whether or not that is going to be an issue Wednesday night or in the campaign at all, hard to say. I don't think so. Maybe. Should be, though. Should be. Knowing what we know now, were the right decisions made, and did we defer enough to freedom and people and lean on emergency orders and things that a legislature or a Congress don't get to vote on? It's a fair point. The whole world is on fire, and this is what we're talking about. Well, the whole world is on fire. We do have a dumpster fire in this country going on, but this debate is part of the way out. Who is going to save us from this disaster of the Biden administration? So I would argue they're kind of connected. Another listener said, I read that Vivek's college education was paid for by Soros. If this is true, we need to tell everyone. There's a few things like that bubbling out that I don't always trust when I first hear, but you want to dig into that one, Kev?
Yeah, I will.
Vivek and the college education paid for by Soros. Yeah. The candidate who most effectively exposes truths about Biden will be the winner of the debate, in my mind, and have the best chance to make gains in the polls. There you go. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut. and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What's on your mind? Powered by MyPillow. The deals are aplenty right now, and as I told you earlier, I ordered some towels last night, and they said sold out. So when we tell you about these hot deals, you best take advantage of the specials right away, because they literally sell out of these things, and then they wait and have to get a whole new round of manufacturing going. So the deals are such that things are selling out. That's what I'm getting at, and you don't want to miss out. I don't want you to miss out. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you all the good deals. Percale bed sheets right now. You ready for this?
Yeah.
$25.
Nice.
More colors and sizes have just been added, so that's a hot deal right now. Giza Dream Sheets, low as $29.98. Duvet covers, $41.99. Oh, goodness sakes. I could go on and on. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. A 3-in-1 sale going on. They have the MyPillow 20th Anniversary Limited Edition Pillow for $19.98. On and on it goes. I trap my the mattress sale right now. 50% off when you use the promo code Scott. Need a new mattress? Delivered right to your door. Can't beat that. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, or go call them up at 800-506-9028. Okay, I have the final tally here. We're cutting off the voting at this point. 50% of our vote today went to Vivek Ramaswamy. 30% of our vote today went to Ron DeSantis. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, 50 for Vivek, 30 for DeSantis, 15% for Burgum.
Okay.
5% for Tim Scott. Goose egg to Christie, Haley, Asa Hutchinson, Mike Pence, and I don't know if they're going to be on the stage, but Soares and Perry Johnson didn't get any votes either. Somebody mentioned something about a Soros connection to Vivek Ramaswamy before the break, and Kev dug into that one. What do we know?
Well, he accepted, when he was a Yale law student, and said the the reports are that he got a fellowship from Paul and Daisy Soros, from their fellowship. So he received that for New Americans in 2011 during his time as a Yale law student. Paul Soros, older brother of George Soros, has been the subject of et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But Vivek did pay the editors of Wikipedia to have that scrubbed from his Wikipedia page. Near as I can tell, more than one source saying that. And, you know, I could see where, you know, at the time, he doesn't know. He's a young Yale law student. He's going to take whatever money he can get to help him pay for his, you know.
But that's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, and he realized it's an issue, and he scrubbed it. So
yeah.
I bet if you asked him about it, he'd say, well, I didn't want it on there because I don't want to be associated with those freaks. But, you know, and they probably will. Somebody will.
I'm going to only scratch the surface on two other topics that I promised we'd talk about today. One is some national media conversations from the Daniel Horowitz and from Glenn Beck about the attack of July 14th by Mohammed Barakat in Fargo, killing a police officer, wounding three others. Here's a little bit of Glenn Beck's commentary on that.
Another case of the deep state. And I want you to listen to this story. This comes from theblaze.com. And it is a must read and share with friends, because I read the news, and I have producers, and Pat, you have producers. You read the news every day. This one I cannot believe happened, and I didn't know. Believe it or not, there was an Islamic terrorist attack in Fargo, North Dakota, earlier this month. One that local law enforcement believes could have resulted in countless casualties instead of the one police officer that was killed. Like so many people from Syria last decade, Mohammed Barakat was brought to the U.S. as an asylum seeker, became a citizen in 2019.
All right, He goes on to connect these dots. He's reading from a piece Daniel Horowitz has up. We've asked for Daniel Horowitz to be a guest of ours. We're going to dig into this more this week, but if you can't wait, it's at theblaze.com. So I mentioned that earlier, and we're running out of time. I wanted to at least fulfill the promise that I said I would do. The other thing I said I wanted to do was hear a little bit of Victor Davis Hanson's wisdom. He was on with Mark Levin on Life, Liberty, and Levin last night. Listen to this.
Back, America. Victor Davis Hanson, more and more as a republic. Are we going through the motions?
Yeah, I think the Democrats assume that the Republican conservative movement wants to lose nobly and that they can win ugly. And that's just the conditions. They got very used to that, Mark. We haven't won 51% of the popular vote since George H.W. Bush did it in 1988. And that was only because of a figure named Lee Atwater who said, I'm not going to play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. And after he destroyed Mike Dukakis, they said, we're never going to do that again. So we got Bob Dole and Mitt Romney and John McCain until we had Trump. But they assume that they're so morally superior, the left feels about itself, that any means necessary are justifiable because they're going to lead to this utopia of equality of result, and the Republicans, because they're morally inferior, then they have to play by a different set of rules. And unfortunately, a lot of Republicans buy into that, and they think, I want to be liked, I want my books reviewed, I want to speak, I want to be known, I want to be liked. And they empower that, they appease it, and they enable it. And
that is spot on of what we hear from a vast majority of our listeners about not having enough skin in the game, enough battle armor on to go take this stuff on, isn't it?
Exactly.
You absolutely nailed it. It's really good. I'll put the whole thing up on social media later today. We're out of time, folks. This was a blast. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless. Bye-bye.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.